Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I'd like to share with you a lesson today that I learned early in life, and it's really served me well. It's brought me a lot of peace. It allows me to stay in my own lane, stay in my own business. And I think that probably not enough people know this, and so they experience stress and they run themselves ragged trying to help or even control others. The truth is this: you are not responsible for other people. You are not responsible for other people and their behavior. So when I was growing up, because there was so much chaos, right, we lived in a series of domestic violence shelters. My father was an addict. The behavior of the people in my family, it was quite erratic. It could be very embarrassing. And it was public, right? The way that I saw people in my family behave, it could easily be quite humiliating, whether you're a child, you're an adult, because it's your family. You think it's a reflection on you. And I learned early that I am not responsible for my parents. In fact, a social worker told me and my sister that, look, I know that there's, you know, that there are all these things that happen and they're uncomfortable and we're doing our best to help, but you are not responsible for your parents. That's what I learned young when it comes to, of course, like your mother, your father, those people in your life. But this is true when it comes to anybody in our lives. Of course, if you're a parent, you're responsible for your children up to a certain age. If you're an employer, you're responsible for the wellness and well-being of your team, right? That's the roles that we signed up for. But when it comes to other people, how they act, what they're doing, whether or not they're being cool or uncool or doing things that are dangerous or things that are embarrassing or shameful, you are not responsible for other people. You cannot control them. You are not their keeper. A friend of mine has a sibling who does, you know, I think she's struggling in her life based on information that I don't completely understand, nor do I need to. But her sister's behavior is quite erratic. And she shows up on social media saying things that embarrasses my friend. In public, she does things that, you know, her family feel embarrassed by. And I come back to this same statement of truth to my friend that I'm sharing with you today. You are not responsible for her. You can love her. You can care for her. You can create your healthy boundaries around your relationship. But what your sister does isn't you. It's not you. You are not responsible in the same way that other people are not responsible for you and your behavior. All you can do is manage your own actions. All you can do is manage your own mind. All you can do, in fact, is be the example of a healthy, functioning person. You can't step into someone else's life and control what it is that they're doing. Saying, don't drink that, stop taking that, stop posting that. You can't. Number one, it won't work at all. And number two, your energy will be wasted completely on futile actions. You are not responsible for other people's behavior. Maybe somehow this can provide you some relief today. Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.